Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank you all for listening to the last show with Matt Porter from the Kiss Room. And got some good letters and some good feedback. And man, this has been a crazy week to be a Kiss fan. I don't even want to mention HOF. If I mention it, somebody's going to write me a letter and go, "You suck. You're a Kool-Aid drinker, blah, blah, blah. I'm burning my Kiss army, whatever." Anyway, I think that what I want to talk about is a mixture of a lot of things, including the result of what's going to happen, I believe, at the end in April after this non-performance, performance, non-acceptance, acceptance. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? It's almost like I'm watching my mother's soap operas, Kiss of Our Lives. There's half of you are laughing about this and half of you are pissed off. And some of you are yelling at, you know, each other. And I mean, I've seen threats and some people saying chill out and calm down and Paul's not doing, you know, this, and Gene's not doing that, and Peter's disgraceful, and Ace is sad, and everybody's just crying. And so what I wanted to talk about this week is what I think is coming, and that is the big Kiss burnout. The burnout where everybody after the Hall of Fame show will just come down so hard after all the drama and all the stories on the news. I mean, everybody's covering, you know, what's going on. There's 10 different podcasts about the Hall of Fame. And I thought to myself, I don't really want to talk about the Hall of Fame. I did that already. I know that there's some drama going on. But what I really want to talk about is the aftermath. And I thought, you know, the best person to come on here with me would be Strange Ways Jody Havnot. How you doing, Jody?
Hey, Joe. What's up, man? Greetings from Jindal, brother.
Yeah, awesome. Appreciate you being here today. You know, we talked a little bit before we came on, started the show, and we were talking about how it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on, and
yes, it is.
And people are fighting and yelling at each other. I was saying, I even posted earlier that somebody came down hard on Matt Porter. Like,
I saw that.
One of the nicest people in the planet. And right. and they, you know, and the guy was just like, "You're part of the problem, Matt." And
like,
I think that eventually there is going to be a time, and it could be a good amount of time, that people aren't going to want to even think about Kiss. What do you think?
I think that's very possible, especially with all this drama. If there's one thing most people hate, it's freaking drama. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tired of it already. But I think that it'll be, I don't know if it was like this for you, but for me, it was kind of like that post the farewell tour. It was like, I was kind of burned out on Kiss for a little while there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They've just been everywhere. I was like, overkill. And once Ace and Peter were out, I was kind of like on Kiss overload for a while, and like burnout, like you say, you know what I mean? So I can totally see it happening again, especially in light of all this drama, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, and unfortunately, I think that this is going to hurt that 40th anniversary tour, because half the fans are going to be pissed off that they didn't perform at the Hall of Fame, and they have the opportunity to see their favorite members of Kiss be together one last time, and then maybe, just maybe, they could forgive Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons for all the heartache in their lives, and then Paul and Gene could go, "Look, we were the good guys. We played with Peter and Ace just like you said you wanted. We did this for you because we love you. Now come to our 40th anniversary show." And everybody would go, and they would stick flowers in their butts, and it would be peace and harmony. What do you think?
Well, as a 40th anniversary, are they talking about doing it with Peter and Ace, or are they just saying they're going to do it, make people happy, and then
right.
They're still going to go back to normal?
Yeah, right.
I think as long as they have Tommy and Eric in the makeup, there's always going to be those people that bitch about it. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I just don't think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the place for some reunion. I just don't buy into that. I honestly think if they're going to do another one last ditch show together, it should be somewhere that the fans can be there rather than, you know, say Quincy Jones or Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty and all these people in the audience.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you were saying that, you know, after the reunion tour, you got burned out on, you know, you didn't stop listening to Kiss, but you were, you know, you had been on Kiss overload and,
right.
You know, and it was time, you know, you took a little bit of a sabbatical, a little break, you
yeah.
know, and, you know, I think that everybody's going to go through that. I think that there's going to be so many people in April that are going to go, I'm just so, you know, either because we still don't know. They could still work this out. I mean, I highly doubt it, but, you know, but April will come. People will sit down. I think it's on HBO. They'll watch it on HBO. They'll see, you know, somebody walk up and accept, you know, maybe not Paul, maybe not Gene. Maybe nobody shows up. Maybe they go, you know, maybe they the Hall of Fame. If I was the Hall of Fame, I would walk somebody out there and go, oh, so you guys fussed that you wanted your favorite band here, and now look what happened.
Right.
You know? And
the storm is on.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I think that once whatever happens that night, when it's all over, I think people are going to crash, you know, and, you know, and from that Kiss overload. And what do you think's going to happen?
I think that people put way too much importance on this one night. You know what I mean? Like, with Paul sounding the way he does, and you put Ace and Peter into that mix, I just don't think it would sound that great in the first place. And I think what would be cool in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is rather than having Kiss play, but I don't know if you remember, like, when the Ramones got inducted, they didn't play. It had a lot of different members, and there wasn't any kind of crap about, oh, is Marky going to play drums, or Tommy, or, you know, CJ or Dee Dee. But what happened was, you know, they just kind of talked about the Ramones for a while, and then Green Day went up and played a little mini Ramones set. It was cool as hell.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what should happen. Like, somebody should just get up and rip a Kiss set, someone that really loves Kiss. Like, you know, I don't know, Motley Crue or something like that. Or, you know, you name the band, but someone that really loves Kiss.
Yeah, that,
like Green Day loved the Ramones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that would be pretty cool. That would be, you know, Skid Row with Sebastian singing.
Cool.
And Sebastian,
yeah,
you know, that would blow the place away if he reunited with Skid Row for one night.
That would be awesome. He'd be a good person to induct them to, Sebastian, I think. Like you were talking on your one show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had said that I thought that Syl Sylvain from The Dolls should do it, but I don't know that he would ever even be thought of by the actual Hall of Fame.
Right,
know?
Right. Yeah. The
I don't know.
You know, and then constantly with the, you know, and I know that at the beginning I was like, I didn't want to, of the show, I was like, I'm not sure I want to talk about the Hall of Fame, but you can't talk about the burnout that comes with it without explaining why. And that is this massive amount of drama, with so many people that hate each other. And they don't even know each other. One, you know, there's somebody in Australia yelling at somebody in Japan, who's yelling at somebody in Mexico, who's yelling at somebody in Arizona, you know.
It's crazy.
It really is. And you get
people burning their Kiss Army membership cards.
Right.
And all this.
Right. And then you have, you know, and they're really threatening to sell their merch, and I'm never going to listen again, and I'm not, you know, going to buy, I'm not going to watch the tour, and I'm never going to watch my videos again, and I don't care about my records. And it really seems, you know, ridiculous. But at the same time, you have to look at, you know, the passion behind this band.
Right. I think, though, that a lot of those fans, it's like good riddance to them. You know what I mean? If you really hate the band, then you should go away. It's not worth, like, keeping up with something that you hate that much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand that thinking. I just don't get it.
And, like, you know, and friends of mine on a daily basis, you know, they call me Kool-Aid drinker. They're like, you know, like, you go on the Kiss cruises, blah, blah, blah. I wish, you know, I have had, you know, Nickelback Rick told me that he wished that the boat would sink.
Wow.
And so he hates New Kiss fans. He hates New Kiss. And it's sometimes it's really it's like I don't really understand it. I'm just like, it's just a rock band.
Exactly. It's just entertainment. I think that the people like that, I think we might have spoke about it, but so the original four, they did leave a huge impression on people, and I understand that people love that. I love that myself, but you gotta be realistic, you know? It's never gonna happen like it was in the day. Not even like it was in 96, you know what I mean? It's just not gonna happen, man. People just need to deal with it. And if it like still brings happiness to people like me or you, then what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? It's still Gene and Paul.
Right.
And they are the ones who wrote the songs that I love.
Right.
It's about the songs for me. And they wrote them. So I don't care that, you know, Tommy's, you know, in Ace's makeup. At first I did, but it's like we said before, he's a great guitar player.
Right.
He holds it down.
Right.
And he does Ace's licks. He does Bruce's licks. He does it all, and he does it well.
Yeah. And Bruce, you know, you grew up on Bruce.
Right.
You know, he was your, you know, I guess your first Kiss guitar player when you started getting into Kiss.
Exactly. Yeah, he's my guy. Other than Ace, he's my guy. And Tommy would be third. You know, and Vinny fourth, Mark fifth, probably.
Right.
But, yeah, Bruce was big with me, and I think he deserves to be there. Maybe they shouldn't play, you know. I think it's cool that Kiss just said, fuck it. We're going to solve this debate, and we're not playing. So everybody can quit whining and bitching and hoping and all this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe they were sitting back going, God, you know, our fan base is going to fall apart over this stupid thing.
One night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's inconsequential, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. And,
it's
you
like
know,
going to the Grammys. It's nothing.
You know, maybe after all of this, that everybody wins. You know, Peter could go on a solo tour and, you know, fuss about Paul and Gene and his
right.
fans will love it, you know, and then Ace will do a tour and tell jokes on stage about Gene like he does. And and then Paul and, you know, Gene will do a interview on a magazine somewhere and go, we tried to work things out.
Right.
We just couldn't work it out.
Right. Or maybe they have the foresight to realize that maybe sometime in the as the close of the 40th anniversary tour, maybe we will get like one last show by the original four, and they don't want to waste it on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know for sure.
Sure, it should be in Central Park in New York City, and
yeah, definitely in New York.
You know, like Simon and Garfunkel did, you know, and there's like a half a billion people there or something, and
dude,
it was on HBO.
So awesome.
Simulcast, you know.
Right, it'd be great.
Yeah, that would
be way cooler and way more monumental than just some appearance on some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame TV gig for HBO. You know what I mean?
Right. Where
people shouldn't put all their eggs in this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame basket, and they should. We don't know what's coming down the pike. You know what I mean? They could be planning this shit, and they're just testing the waters. We don't know.
Sure, you know, and then I actually made the suggestion today that it. What are the chances that Paul and Gene and Ace and Peter are working together right now to try to make it so everybody could be, you know, put into the Hall of Fame? Because right now the Hall is sitting back going, good God, we were really just hoping these guys would play because they would sell out the place.
Right.
And now nobody's going to play because we're not giving them what we want, what they want. Maybe we should just give them what they want and they'll give us what we want.
Right.
I mean, is this possible? Do you think this could it be that? Could it be, you know, they're all in cahoots?
Cool.
You know what I mean? It's like Paul, you know, talked to Peter and Ace and said, look, I think everybody should be in. And if everybody's not going to be in, then we should all be out.
Right. I don't even, you know, I think that Matt Porter had talked about it. I mentioned it on one of our episodes, but Kiss is so much bigger than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they should just do their own damn museum. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You remember the conventions, how cool that was to walk around and get to look up close at everything? Like, I'd pay to go do that again.
Sure.
With or without Kiss being there and playing Unplugged. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, sure.
It'd be awesome.
Hell,
they
right.
They could have, like, a...
Yeah, go ahead.
Set up, like, the old stage or something. They could have, like, the Destroyer stage set up somewhere in the building, and I don't know. Maybe yeah. That's too much, but it'd be awesome.
For me, hell, I would just love to have a Atlanta Expo right now. We haven't had one
right.
in so many years. But
yeah.
So I just think that ultimately, when it all comes down to it, we're going to either see them or we're not. And I'm afraid it's going to turn out like the Van Halen thing or the Guns N' Roses thing or the Sex Pistols thing where, right. You know, but also, I know you probably feel the same way. You know, there are so many people that look at Gene Simmons as A, brilliant, and B, a joke at the same time. You know, they'll talk about how amazing and smart he is on one side of their mouth, and on the other side they'll go, but he's so egotistically silly, you know, women, right. You know, money. So Kiss fans have dealt with this their whole lives, most of them, except for new Kiss fans, which, by the way, I don't have anything against. I think that they are just as big of a part of the Kiss army as anybody else. I don't care if you've been watching 40 years or 40 months.
If you dig it, you dig it.
I think that all this stuff has been going on for so long, and Kiss fans are always on a high and then a low and then a high and then a low and then a high and a low. And now they were on a high last month. Today and yesterday, they are absolutely on a low, and they need something to either bring them up. And if Kiss is able to bring them up when it's all over in April, bam, they're going to be like, thank Christ, that is all over.
And just be burnt out on it all, like you had said.
Right, yeah.
I see it happening. I'm already kind of burnt out on it myself, and it puts me in a weird position being as we do Kiss podcasts.
Right. And, you know, I stayed away from Facebook today because I was so – I looked at it every once in a while, but, you know, and I posted my thing last night where, you know, I said I'm over the Hall of Fame, and then you were like, right. I've been over it.
I have been, man. I just don't put importance on something like that. To me, it's like a Grammy or just – how are you going to – I don't know. It just doesn't matter at all. What matters to me is the music, and that's what it all boils down to, and that's why I still enjoy Kiss, because Gene and Paul wrote the songs, and they're out there playing those same songs that I love, you know,
right,
with or without Ace or Peter. But I loved them with Eric Carr, and, I loved them all along. Because I love that music. It's awesome.
Sure.
Rocks. That's what it all is for me. It's all about the music.
And I'm even meeting people that are saying, you know, that, you know, Eric Carr, Vinnie Vincent, Mark St. John, Bruce Kulick, none of them deserve to be, you know, in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, it's, you know,
Those people are crazy.
They're crazy. You know, ultimately they're all just the you know, Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul were the base of the building, and then they built it up a little bit, and then Paul and Gene kept building the building with other people, and that's how it became, it's always a monster.
Yeah. The people I just don't understand it. I mean, it's just a rock and roll band. It's like you like it or you don't like it, and you shouldn't spend all your time hating something just to hate something, you know?
Right.
It's dumb. It's a waste of your time and energy. And I don't know, man. I've loved all the stages of Kiss, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's just, what's the big deal? I just don't get why all these people are on Facebook every day wasting their time just like bashing on it for no reason. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't do any good for anybody.
Literally, you know? Really going at each other. Whereas.
That's crazy. They were even trying to get at Matt today.
Yeah.
One of the nicest dudes they could ever possibly meet, you know? And it's just, I think the people that do that are just bored in their own lives, you know?
Yeah. And how many times, you know, in the past, say a year where, you know, you go online and you see these pictures that people make where they're like Kiss Army, we are one, you know,
yeah, that should be.
and that, you know, but it's not right now. So, you know, as we get to we've decided that there will probably be some kind of a burnout.
For sure.
If Kiss is doing a summer tour,
I'll be there.
Of course I'll go, but I'm wondering, you know, I think that there will be people who are going to be burned out so bad that they're just going to be like, I'm not going to this. But at the same time, I think there, you know, a lot of the, especially the new Tommy and Eric, you know, Kiss fans, they'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I think, I don't know how it is around here in St. Louis. Every time that I go to a Kiss show, it's like there's more and more people that don't even seem like they know any of the songs except Rock and Roll All Night. It's weird, man. I used to go to Kiss shows around here, and like the whole place would be singing every song, even if it was Bang Bang You. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
And you go now, and like even when they're playing like Lick It Up, all these people in the crowd, they don't even know the songs or anything. Like when Paul's doing the lead up to like Cold Gin or something, he's trying to get them to say, you know how the routine goes,
yeah,
and they don't even know to yell out Cold Gin. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I don't know. It's just changed a lot, man.
It has, and you know, maybe you know,
better or not,
and maybe it's just time that you know that the you know that like you said, the fans that aren't into the new Kiss just move on out, move on, you know, head on over to the old Skinnerd, new Skinnerd, new Skinnerd.
I'm sure there's people in the Skinnerd camps that are like, fuck that, I can't believe that dude's singing in this band.
Yeah, that's not even the whole, they're dead, man, they're not even, you know.
Imposters, dude, they're imposters.
They're imposters, it's a cover band. Actually, I know people that do say that about Skinnerd, so that's even.
Dude, what's crazy is like back in, I think like, do you remember when Vince Neil was out of Motley Crue?
Yes.
My band at the time, we actually opened for that version of Motley, and there was actually people there that were like, I'm here because I love Nikki Sixx, but this guy's a fucking imposter. It's like, no, he's not. He doesn't even try to look or sound anything like Vince Neil. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It wasn't nearly as cool either, but still, you know.
No, man, you opened for Motley.
Any band. Right.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Motley. We've played with a few of those bands. Like we did LA Guns and Great White. And,
I played with LA Guns and Dokken.
Right on, man. Dokken, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was the 20th anniversary tour. It was pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay, so look.
Did you get to peek into George Lynch's rig at all?
No, man. He wasn't in the band.
Oh, no way.
He didn't do the tour. I was so pissed off. I want to say, if I can remember correctly, it was the 20th anniversary tour of Dokken, and the guitar player, I think, was the dude from Europe.
Really?
Yeah. He's a badass, though.
I can't picture Dokken without George Lynch.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't get along very well.
Right.
And Don Dokken sings worse than Paul right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I love Paul Stanley, but wow.
Paul Stanley's God. Everybody can remember that. So if you want to send me presents of Paul Stanley, I'll take them.
Oh,
by the way, Jody and I have decided, and I'm deciding this without him, that any of you people out there that are going to throw away your Kiss merch, just message us.
Yeah, I definitely could. Give you my P.O. box.
I'll give you a P.O. box, and you can send it to us, and we'll burn it for you. How about that?
How about I'll burn one and enjoy it for you?
Exactly. All right, so what have we decided? There's going to be burnout.
Yeah, I think there just might be.
And you think it'll last a long time, or you think it's going to just – the tour will come around and people will get excited?
I think that the real Kiss fans are always going to be there, just like I've always been there. You've probably always been there too, I'm assuming. But
yeah,
you know, good riddance to the ones who all they want to do is whine and complain. Maybe I'll get better seats. You know,
you know what? I didn't think about that.
Less people in the pool. You know.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Jody. Thank you very much. In ways I can't even express. Thank you very much.
All good, Joe. I had a good time, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
All right, you take it easy.
All right, bro.
Well, there you have it, folks. Make sure that you go to the Strange Ways podcasts and listen to all their shows. Every one of them is great. I've enjoyed the Q&A, which was the last show. They answered questions directly from their fans, even got a couple in from me. Just Google Strange Ways podcast and it comes up on everything from iTunes to Facebook to Podomatic, and they're funny, and it's just a different show, and it's very, very, very good. And once again, thank you, Jody. He actually saved me from killing myself today, and that's an inside joke. And So that's the end of the show. Thank you guys very much. Make sure you friend us on Facebook if you get the opportunity. I'd appreciate it very much. We gained quite a bit of fans in the past couple of weeks. And go to podcastrockcity.com. You can message us at podcastrockcity1, the number one, at gmail.com. If it sounds like I'm exhausted, it's because I am. Thank you, guys. Be kind to each other. See ya.
That's right, Kiss Army. We're having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune into the Strange Ways Kiss Podcast and hang out with your Kiss Army brothers, Jody Havnock, Clinton Harris, and D-Rock.
Hi,
join us where we celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. That's Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. You can find us on Facebook or Podomatic.com. We'll see you there.